Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant apostle, Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to you to declare to you the gospel. I'm preparing this audio from my office in my house in Plano, Texas, and I want to say that the topic of this audio is simple, direct, truthful, and spoken by the Spirit of God. And here's the title: The Lord Will Lead You Out of Your Denomination. Repeat: The Lord will lead you out of your denominations. He will do that because He loves you. He loves you that enough that He laid His life down for you, that you might have eternal life. In 1958, the Lord called me into the ministry, said, told me, I do not want you to be a veterinarian, but a minister of the gospel. I'd been accepted to School of Veterinary Medicine, University of Missouri, Columbia, and was about to enter. And God visited me, said those words to me. I have testimonies about this all through my website. But I didn't listen to what God said. Oh, but my father, my earthly father, was a Northern Methodist. The whole family was, the Davidson family. Family, road contractors, builders. They could do anything. My grandfather had 50 head of draft horses, and that requires a lot of horse feed, in case you don't know it. Well, you nutritionists, you PhDs, and I am a former veterinarian, an equine practitioner. But what my grandfather and the Davidsons fed their horses was, number one, whole oats. Number two, corn. And they preferred it on the cob. Yellow dent, number two, corn, raised in the Midwest. Corn and oats. That's what they preferred to feed them. And they looked great. They looked great. They fed a good quality of hay, good quality hay. They were not nutritionists, as the educational system knows them. And I have over 200 hours of university level teaching, from the School of Agriculture to the University of Missouri, and University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine, graduating in 1962. So, I know a few things about how to feed horses. Let me back up. I knew a few things about how to feed horses before I ever attended University of Missouri. and what they were fed, they were sufficient in TDN, digestible protein. I know we're going to talk about nutrition, but they were, horses look great, strong, amen. But in 1958, I didn't want to be a minister of the gospel. I wanted to be a veterinarian, an equine practitioner. I settled that in my heart and mind before I ever applied for the University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine. Well, I realize you educators, you people that think you are something when you're nothing, don't like people like me that enter into a curriculum and knowing what they're going to be. I understand that because that keeps you from advising me. Your advice is of no good. So I went ahead and entered the School of Vet Medicine. I say vet, cut it short. It is veterinary medicine. Graduated 62 and practiced until 1969. And God said, sell your veterinary hospital and your practice and obey me. And on January 2nd, 1970, I walked away from a very lucrative practice of veterinary medicine, a prestigious practice in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. And I was very pleased with what I had accomplished in the flesh, but with the will of God. So, after walking or selling my practice, a building, land, 3 acres of land, about less than a quarter of a mile east-west of US 75 on the south side of 121, there I built my hospital. Amen. Very valuable land. And the state of Texas, I don't know who bought it. Somebody bought it. Highway Department bought it. Most of it, but I think there's about 2/3 of an acre still there that belongs to an individual. But I had a farm in Missouri, one in Texas. And I was living in Missouri part-time, Texas part-time, not knowing what God really wanted me to do. And in May of 1970, sitting on a couch in my house in South Springfield, Missouri, on 2 acres of land, I also had a house in McKinney, Texas. At that time, also had a farm in Collin County, Texas, had a farm in Jasper County, Missouri, and I think part of that was Newton County, by the way, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but in early May, I finally said, after God had dealt with me extensively, okay, oh, you be the Lord of my life. And I sat on that couch and I said, what would you have me do and who should I follow? And I had a Bible, a King James, Thompson, Chain Records map line on the couch, just to my right. And I opened it up, and it just happened to open to John 15. And I looked, and I read the verse 8 or 10 verses. 8 or 10 verses. But when I first opened it, I had a vision. And that vision was so strange. I was not a man that was interested in visions. I didn't have any confidence in visions. I didn't know about visions. I never experienced a vision. But in my intellect, my heart, somewhere before my eyes appeared a watermelon vine. A watermelon vine. And I look at that, it had watermelons on it. Well, I knew what a watermelon vine looked like. I knew what a watermelon looked like. But before my very eyes, one of those watermelons turned into a cantaloupe. Still a watermelon vine. It's now with watermelons on it, but now one of them becomes a cantaloupe. That was a strange one to me. After all, I had over 200 hours of university level teaching and very successful practice in veterinary medicine. Then another watermelon on that vine turned into a cucumber. Now, I've got a vine that looks like a watermelon vine. I've never been this plain, folks, in telling this vision. Never. Nor have I ever been at the point in my walk with God that I am today, almost 43 years later, minus 1 month, that I had the vision. So I've got a watermelon vine with watermelons. Now, one of them has become a cantaloupe. Then one has become a cucumber. Now I've got the strangest vine that you have ever seen. And I'm sitting on this couch, looking out a large plate glass window on my backyard, and another watermelon changed its identity, and it was a strawberry. I thought, my God, what has happened to me? What has happened to me? Now, I've got a watermelon vine with a watermelon, and a cantaloupe, and a cucumber, and a strawberry. I couldn't believe it. Did you know all of them grow on vines? Yeah, that's one thing. They all have them coming. And I sat there, and I said, oh, pardon me. Suddenly, that watermelon vine became a denominational church. A denominational church. And suddenly, that cantaloupe became a denomination. Actually, the watermelon did burst, became a denomination. Then the cantaloupe became a denomination. Then the cucumber became a denomination. Then the strawberry became another denomination. I was puzzled. I'm 37. No, I just turned 38. I'm one sober guy, whether you believe it or not. I don't get caught up in crazy things. But now, it appeared to me I was having hallucinations. I don't know what to think. But I sat there, having read that first 8 or whatever it was, verses of John 15. No, it's not John's gospel. No, it's the apostles, John's epistle, letter written to you and to me. And the world. And I said, oh, before I tell you what I said, Katie, my wife, is sitting here to my left in my office in our home in Plano, Texas, and I'm going to ask her to read something that I told her I wouldn't. But she's learned, as well as all my friends that walk with me, I don't always do what I say. I end up doing what God tells me to do. So I'm going to ask her to read the first 8 verses of John 15.
All right. Chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples.
Is that verse 8?
That's verse 8.
That's what I thought. Let me tell you, people that think you have a superior intellect to everybody that you've ever met or that you know, I am not afraid of your intellect. I have a honest, clear-thinking intellect, and if I talk with you 5 minutes, I'd almost be sure that I'd catch you in a lie. Do you know we have a president that can't tell the truth? And a bunch of people believe his lies. Not me. I don't believe it at all. Because my intellect's honest. Amen. So, as I sat evaluating those first 8 verses. Verse Jesus is called the true vine. True vine. True vine produces things like it. And that this vine did. Then I got one that's got four different fruits on it. And now they become four denominations off of a true vine and a true vine producing four different fruits. Not to this boy. No way. Either going to be watermelon, cantaloupe. I'm not sure. These are not all vegetables. In fact, I think they might be. But right now, I'm not teaching a horticultural class. I'm teaching you the Bible and the truth. All right? Amen. True vine. Next, the Father is a husbandman. I said, you mean God is a farmer? God farms, cultivates this vine? And Jesus is a vine? You see, I will repeat for you pseudo-intellectuals, I happen to have a keen intellect that God gave me. And it's honest. And God is the one that told me what He made me for. And that was to preach the gospel. So, Jesus is a vine, a true vine, wouldn't be corrupt. Father cultivates it. Amen. He's a husbandman. And you know what amazed me? The next verse says, what did it say? What does it say?
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, I'm going to take it away. That scared this man with over 200 hours of college instructions. If you don't bear fruit, I'm going to take you away. I said, what? Bear fruit? I hope not like this. Like a watermelon vine with cantaloupe, cucumber, strawberry, and watermelon on it. Hope not. So I'm just that honest. Are you? Are you afraid to ask God honest questions like I do? I'm not afraid to ask Him. Every branch that what? Beareth not fruit?
That beareth not fruit.
He taketh away.
Right.
Now, were you once saved, always saved, people? If I were you, I'd consider that verse. I know most of you think you're great scholars. Amen. He taketh away. Is that right?
That's right.
And what's the rest of that verse?
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it.
Oh.
That it may bring forth more fruit.
Every branch that beareth fruit, he's going to purge it. He's going to give you some castor oil. Oh, yeah. He's going to clean out a bunch of dead works out of you with the gospel, the power of God. He's going to make a disciple out of you. Amen. And you bear more fruit. Now, what's the next statement?
Then it says, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit.
Right. More fruit. Purges it, bring forth more fruit. Now, what's next?
Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
All right. That says the only way you're ever going to get clean is by the spoken word of God. Now, I'll help you because I don't want to talk for 10 hours, but I could. But that word spoken that cleans you is spoken by the Holy Spirit through Jesus and then through his apostles. Jesus said, John 6:65, maybe, close, the words that I speak, pardon me, they are spirit, they are life. He said, the flesh profiteth nothing. You pseudo-intellectuals that teach in seminaries, churches, wherever, and speak the flesh by the flesh, it profits nothing. It does your congregation no good. And you people listening, you just get the letter every time they talk, and the letter killeth. That's 2 Corinthians 3:6. So the words that are spoken by the Spirit, which I speak by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, makes you clean. And you won't get clean any other way. Now, I think maybe it's a good place to stop. Because what God is saying to all of you by his Spirit through his servant and apostle, that God will lead you out of your denominations and place you in a place pleasing to him. And you will become fruit and you will bear fruit. Because that's the way the Father, Jehovah, and his Son, Jesus Christ, are. That's the way they are. I'm going to close this for now, but most likely we'll be adding some more to this audio. I'm going to close for now and say to you, I pray that you will consider the words that I have said, and God will give you understanding in all things. God bless you. This is your servant, Noel Davidson, speaking from his office in Plano, Texas. Good day.